So we mentioned yesterday there was three different levels of which are of giving. There's a minimal amount that every person, even an onion kleisel, is required to give a pruta a day, basically. Then there's the amount the person gives, one-tenth, and we'll talk about how you calculate the one-tenth. And we spoke about the calculation of one-fifth. What about giving more than a fifth? So the Gemara says that there's a concept known as the Takanas Usha. In the city of Usha, the Sanhedrin was sitting in the city of Usha when they made this Takana. That's why it's referred to as Takanas Usha. And when the Sanhedrin Agada was sitting in Usha, they made a Takana. A person should not give more than a fifth. So because we're concerned that the person, unless he give more than a fifth, eventually he will end up that he will be in a situation where he will need stock himself, and that will be, he's created a situation where maybe he will hold me miscarred for what he did, etc. We should not put a person in a situation where he himself will come to be impoverished by giving stock. The Ramah says that this is an Isser, that a person may not give more than a fifth. The Shulchan Aruch does not seem to indicate it's an Isser. He says that a person should give. But even according to the Ramah, there are exceptions. The Ramah himself says one exception, and the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed gives other exceptions where a person would be allowed to give more than a fifth. There are exceptions where a person can give more than a fifth. The exception which the Ramah gives is the person right before his death is allowed to give tzedakah. He can give as much as he wants. He's allowed to give. The reason why Chazal were afraid that he might end up being impoverished, if a person is holding on his deathbed, he's allowed to give any amount of tzedakah he so wishes. The Chafetz Chaim points out a person who is an extraordinary usher. See, he's allowed. He doesn't have this concern. So the guy has 10 billion. So he gives 5 billion. It's a nebuch. He gives 5 billion to tzedakah. He's only left with 5 billion. We feel so sorry for him. So there's no problem with him giving half of his money to tzedakah. He's still going to have 5 billion left. That's okay. We're not worried about that fellow. The constitution does not apply to such individual. If a person has an ongoing income which is coming in, he's doing a type of job which is he's set basically in his job. You wonder nowadays and what definition that means. You know, the carpenter in the old days, he was a carpenter. Nowadays, you're a computer programmer. Tomorrow you're out of work. But if a person would have an ongoing job, so that then the Chofetz Chaim says a person will be allowed to give more than a fifth, because whatever he gives right now, he has income coming in which would support what his needs are. The Chofetz Chaim raises an interesting question. If you have a person who is a mevazves his money, he spends his money very freely. He has no problem spending more than a fifth of his to go buy luxuries. So I said, Nebuch, you shouldn't spend more than a fifth because you have to be careful with your money. But this guy doesn't care about that. So he comes into Shemayim after 120 years. He says, he says, well, you can't expect to give stock. He says, well, what, everything else you gave money for. So he says, the Chofetz Chaim says he's very not clear to him that such a person would have the halacha of the Takanas Usha. The Takanas Usha applies to people which handle their money in a proper way. The Shita Mekubetzis in the Gemara in Ksuvis, where this Gemara is found, points out that this does not apply. He asks the question, we know there was a famous relationship of Yisachar and Zvulun, that they made an arrangement that the Yisachar was supported by Zvulun, and Zvulun shared half of his profits with there was half and half. Remember, Shem Tshuva, that's the correct way to do Yisachar Zvulun is half and half. How can that be? It's more than, you see clearly in the Torah, that you're allowed to give more than a fifth. So the Shita Mekubetzis says this halacha of a fifth does not apply to a person who's supporting people which are learning Torah. It applies, we're talking about the midst of stock, a person who is impoverished and needs, but a person who's supporting Hachzokas HaTorah, he's supporting people which are learning Torah. There's no limits for a person giving a fifth. The Baal HaTanya says, and the Pasha understand what he means, the same way a person was ill, and a person would spend money on his refuah, he wouldn't limit himself to a fifth of his property. He's ill, a person's definitely ill. He'll do whatever he needs, whatever it takes to get to heal himself. So let's say a person wants to give tzedakah because he feels that it should be a tzedakah for his averus. So if for refuas hanefesh, for refuas haguf, we spend more than a fifth. So for refuas hanefesh, he says, kal v'chomer, we should be allowed to spend more than a fifth. So the Baal HaTanya says a person will be allowed to give more than a fifth in that situation. The last example where you have it is money which a person perceived without efforts, there's a person who got a Yerusha, something of that sort, where we had that income which was not the regular income. So there, a person would say that a person will be allowed for that type of money to give more than a fifth. I do want to point out one more thing on this, that we're talking about amounts to give. So there, Bisman, the way that it was done properly, the Gemara says that they would have, the Bezin would sit down and estimate each person in the city what he was able to handle. and the Bezin would force the person to give it, a person would refuse to give it, Bezin would actually take the money from him against his will. So as the theme of tzedakah wasn't just a nice, you know, it's a nice thing to give tzedakah, Bezin would actually be kaifer and all tzedakah, and that this continued, the Shulchan Aruch puts it, brings down the Lach HaLamaisa, in Simon Reish Mem Ches, the Lach is a kaifer and all tzedakah, we force a person to give tzedakah, and Bezin would be yard in the chaz, and Bezin would actually go and take from his property to make sure that he gives the proper amount to tzedakah. So this is a serious halacha that we're talking about. Have a good morning, have a good day.